10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
All right, there were major anti-Trump protests all around the country this weekend, specifically on Labor Day. People protesting things like Donald Trump's ICE raids, him deporting people without due process, his big, beautiful bill, his unbelievable, frankly, unprecedented expansion of executive authority, akin to him being a dictator. And all of this on Labor Day, so the overarching theme being workers over billionaires. If you were out there yesterday, I appreciate you so much. But today we're going to react to a video, or I should say a set of videos, of MAGA people running into these protests from yesterday and losing their ever-living mind. Several of these clips are going insanely viral. We're going to react to them together and talk about it, because I just can't even imagine being a Trump supporter running into one of these. Well, I can't imagine being a Trump supporter, period, full stop. But how do you just run into one of these protests and, like, act such a fool? You're going to see what I'm talking about in just a minute. Before we get into it, though, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love lately. Truly, I appreciate you. If you just hit that link and hit subscribe, it goes such a long way. And on this channel, the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against Republican media, build something unique. We're uplifting Gen Z voices moving in to 2026 and 2028 to fight back against MAGA. And if you want to be a part of this growing community and help us out, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. I appreciate you guys so much. Truly, Adam and I, we love you. Before I show you this video and we react to it, because it's absolutely insane, really quickly, workers over billionaires protest in New York City, Boston, Chicago, more slammed by Trump's DHS. Protesters targeting President Donald Trump and big money influence over politics have taken to the streets at more than 1,000 workers over billionaires demonstrations on Labor Day, including protests in Boston and Chicago that have attracted members of Congress and other elected officials, prompting a defense response from the Department of Homeland Security. Here's one of the pictures from yesterday. No Trump, no troops. Protesters in Chicago held signs opposing President Donald Trump and his threat to send federal troops to crack down on crime in the city. Now, many of you know, Adam and I are both in Chicago. And so as these protests continue to happen, we will be out there and we will be live on this channel. We go out with a camera. Sometimes we have cameraman Nate. Give me some W's for cameraman Nate in the comments below if you know. And he'll follow us around as we take part in these protests, show you guys, sometimes interview people. And so, again, as this is all going on in Chicago, we will keep you updated. Make sure you are subscribed. The AFL-CIO organized the protests. They were held in every single major U.S. city yesterday on Monday, on Labor Day. They partnered with tons of organizations. Protesters gathered outside of Trump Tower in New York on Monday, chanting, quote, Trump must go. Now they also did the same thing here in Chicago, which was so great to see. And here's just a little bit of that video in Chicago in front of Trump Tower, people protesting. And then you actually had a MAGA woman show up and start yelling, long live Trump. She was being drowned out by all the amazing people out on the streets of Chicago. It was such a cool thing to see yesterday. Again, the country is united against this guy and all of the horrible things he is doing. Let me bring you back to the original thing we were talking about. This video, or I should say collection of videos, of MAGA losing their mind yesterday, seeing these protests. I haven't watched this full thing, so let's take a look. Let's react together.
We're gonna fucking annihilate you. Every fucking one of you.
Goodbye, loser.
The Common Sense Brigade. There you go.
I'm friends with the rich.
I don't want to tax the rich.
I just want to pause real quick before we continue. It appears that the first minute of this video is all the same person from different angles. Some of those videos you saw were actually people at the protest or on top of this bridge, which I think is really awesome, by the way, in New Hampshire. Incredible. And then some of the other footage is actually him posting what he was doing. But like, this is so crazy. Imagine seeing this, a grown adult, and being like, filming it and being like, I'm gonna annihilate you. What a weirdo. What a weird thing to say. And then literally, I guess at one point, you know, turning his car around, parking, ripping down the signs, being like, you know, filming them, being like, you guys are such losers, the Common Sense Brigade. Like, do you not have anything better to do with your time, really? Because the people out there protesting are doing important work. It's something they value, they care about. It is obviously something that matters. They're taking time out of their labor day to do it. And you probably were going somewhere to do something, or you weren't, because you were just driving around because, what, you have no friends? You just drive around and look for people to harass? Like, what is it? So, just so bizarre. Let's keep watching.
Hey, Lefty, have a nice day.
You're looking for a sign?
Yeah, where's the one that says to kill the president?
There is none. There are none of those. There are no kill the president signs. I don't know who's telling you that.
It says 8647.
I have no.
Sorry, one more pause. I promise I'm going to let this play. 8647 does not mean kill the president. Come on. This has been like a consistent theme, something we've seen within the Trump administration. As people say this, MAGA will accuse them of saying, oh, you're threatening Donald Trump's life. What are you talking about? This is a very common phrase for, you know, impeach the president, remove the president. There's no connotation in 8647 that suggests harming, physically harming the president, right? It's all just get him out of office, remove him from office, impeach him, you know, vote against him. Obviously, 86 being a common restaurant phrase. But again, like, oh my God, what is this guy doing?
No idea what that sign says. Okay,
no,
bye.
You're a domestic terrorist.
I'm a veteran of 23 years.
A veteran and you're
of 23 years.
For the murder of the president.
86 is a restaurant term, meaning it's no longer on. It's been around for years and years and years.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So well said from this woman, by the way. And also, thank you for your service if you're watching this. I love you.
I'm not new at this. Air Force. 23 years.
23 years. I was 20 years a Navy wife. So.
I also have 10 other veteran friends that joined me. Dude, that's a stupid argument. Okay. All right. Do you have nothing better to do today? Do you have nothing better to do today?
Nah, I don't go to church, so that doesn't matter. Are you Christian? Are you Muslim?
And you're acting like you don't know what that sign means?
I was in the restaurant industry, and it means that you get rid of the item on the menu. That's where it comes from, dude. Yeah, hello. It's none of your business. Go away. Go away. Go away. You bore me. You bore me so much. I am so bored. Go ahead. Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. All you want. All you want. Bye.
Bro, this guy is so angry. He's so mad. He's so mad. And also, again, I don't know who's recording this video, but huge shout out. I love this individual. She's so great. She's like, I served for 23 years, served this country, which I appreciate. There were other people with her. Someone said, you know, her husband, I believe, served in the Navy. I appreciate her service as well. She's like, I know other veterans who are protesting this stuff. These are individuals who care so deeply about our country. So deeply. a concept that the individual in whatever car this is, this Nissan, could never possibly understand. And again, it just shows where we're at, that a man, you saw how stunned he looked when she was like, yeah, I serve. He literally can't conceptualize the idea of someone, what, not liking Trump? I mean, he's claiming, he's like, oh, how could you threaten to harm the president? And it's like, dude, come on. I worked in the restaurant industry as well. 8647, it's so absurd. So absurd. And we've actually seen people on social media use that terminology who've been visited by the Secret Service. It's crazy. Obviously, I would argue, as we've seen, you know, this expansion of executive authority and Donald Trump's trying to crack down, put pressure on his political opponents in any way possible. We've seen that through the, you know, signage of executive orders, him directing the DOJ and the FBI to do things, but also by him just sending the Secret Service or the Secret Service going to investigate people who say 8647. It's like, come on, what are we doing? Really? Unreal. Unreal. Let me know what you think of this guy here in the comments down below. What do you think of all of this? If you were out there yesterday, let me know in the comments down below. I do read your comments. If you made it this far, I'd love to hear about your experiences. And if you see Adam and I in Chicago, please feel free to come up and say hi. We love you guys so much. We'll be out there protesting with you. One day at a time, keep fighting. I promise, promise, promise we can get through this time in American history together. You guys are the best. Please be easy, be safe, enjoy your short week. And I will see you in the next video.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.